Well, guys, here we are. Yet another crossroad in the journey, hey? This is it. Whew. Always gets a bit scary whenever you get to one of these, doesn't it? You're like, do I go left or do I go right? So, Best of Belfast is about to hit 300 episodes, which is bonkers. Merry Christmas, by the way, and have a very, very happy new year. Always love putting out a wee message like this in the lull of the year. But this is where we're at, guys. It has been 5 or 6 years, depending on whether or not you count me posting Instagram stories while working for Deliveroo as part of the brand or not. Oh, no, you have to include that. You got to include it. It's been an unbelievable journey. It's been beyond anything I could ever have imagined. I moved back to Northern Ireland, 21, just got married. No experience on radio, no experience podcasting, didn't have a clue. And this has been just the greatest honor and privilege and hardest thing that I've ever done, for sure. And, we were coming up to the 300 and there was a definite crossroad moment. It's like, do we stay or do we go? The show has just hit 500,000 listeners, which is just, absolutely unbelievable. And I just wanted to jump on and just say thank you. This has been a ridiculous, ridiculous adventure to share with you guys. That's corny and I don't even care. The stories we've shared on this show have been revelatory for me. I know that they have touched people around the world because I get the emails, and I also know because they've seriously, seriously touched me and shaped me into who I am today. The 5 year difference is crazy. So we were kind of like, what do we do? And I guess in the spirit of, what do you want to call it? Entrepreneurship, excitement, opportunity. No, that's not even what it is. I don't like any of that. It's the love for Northern Ireland. And I genuinely mean that. I feel like we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what we want to do with Best of Belfast. If you've been listening to the show for a while or you've just jumped on recently, I hope it's clear our heart is for this place. We want to celebrate it. We want to encourage the people who live in it. We want to equip them with tools and courage and confidence and, show them examples of people who are just doing the most outrageous things personally, professionally, creatively, whatever it is. And I feel like to walk away at this point would be the easy way out. We've experienced more success than I could ever have possibly imagined. And 300 is a nice round number. And so it's like, boy, oh boy, I feel like if I do 301, I have to do 500. That's just the way my brain works. And so, I spoke with a lot of mentors, a lot of my closest friends in the world, and was kind of talking through this over the last few months. And we have decided to go for it. We're going for it. So what does that mean? If you checked out last week's episode with the exceptional, wonderful, and deep Cy Kelly, you may have realized that it was a full video podcast. Now, not just a wee kind of webcam GoPro action that I've been experimenting with, but this was the real deal. Cy Kelly, incredible filmmaker, video wizard, has taken our little recording studio in Ormo Baths and transformed it into this multi-cam, magnificent wonderland where I'm looking at the Cy Kelly video and I'm like, I cannot believe that this is the way it is. I can't believe it looks so good. And we've obviously been an audio only show for the whole 5 years, and to think that we can archive these stories, we can share these stories with the visuals and everything else that would allow us to do is incredibly exciting. So from this point on, going into 2023, yes, Best of Belfast is still going to go. Come on. We are going to go for it. And you can find us on YouTube. It's where you'll get the full long form stuff. You may also, I can't believe I'm saying this, for anyone who's been tracking the show for a while, you'll know this is a big, big thing to say. You can also find us on Instagram. You can also find us on TikTok. If you search hard enough, we have been experimenting with clips and short form content. We've been rolling out. And look, I get the bus to work and I love chatting to people on the bus. Surprise, surprise. And I love talking to people in the streets. I love talking to people at events. And hardly anybody knows about this show. And that is so exciting to me because I feel like we have the chance to reach a whole new audience and bring this positive message about Northern Ireland to pretty much nearly everybody in Northern Ireland. I feel like it's like 99% of this country we haven't even reached yet. So that's really exciting. And then there's the extra layer, and I genuinely mean this. Like, I'm so passionate about Northern Ireland. I believe we have things to offer to the world, that the people here, the insights that they have, the journeys that they've walked, they're valuable. And I think that what we are doing here can reach a global audience. And so we're very, very excited to start stepping into that realm. You know, I was really inspired by Humans of New York 5-6 years ago when I started this thing. And, you know, a lot of conversations we've been having is, how can we bring elements of that, you know, to Northern Ireland? How can we reach a global audience with local stories? And so we are about to embark on a crazy, crazy journey. We're experimenting with and slowly flirting with a few people that we want to maybe bring on. You know, there's a few young guys that I'm really interested in. There's a few highly skilled people that we would maybe like to work with on a freelance capacity. And even just more than that, we really want to open the brand up, you know. I want to have other people sitting beside me hosting the interviews. I want to have panel discussions. I want to go out into people's homes. There's so many ideas. I want to take stuff on the streets. And it's a very, very exciting moment at this crossroads. But it's also, you know, it's a crossroads. It's scary, man. It definitely is. I feel like I did when I started the show. And it's kind of good to feel like that again. So, first of all, I want to say thank you. Genuinely, like from the bottom of my heart, for being a part of this. You know, we often say that Northern Ireland has a better story to tell, and we believe that you are a part of it. You, as someone who is, you know, consuming long form, in depth content about here that isn't sectarian, it's not clickbait, it's not outrageous, you know, it's not tearing this place down, it's building it up. And so I have the utmost respect for you. For jumping in, even if it is for, you know, the odd episode, whenever one piques your attention. I'm incredibly thankful to the people that listen to every single episode, and I've listened to all, you know, almost 300. Thank you for you, especially. I also want to ask for your help. We never plug this, you know, like the episodes, they're ad free. You don't have to skip stuff. You don't have to sit through long, you know, begs of us asking you to join us on Patreon or to do this or to do that. But at this point of the journey, I would love to ask you, if you've been listening for a while, I would love for you to consider supporting us. We call it the Producers Club. It's made up of people who love Northern Ireland and believe we've a better story to tell. Hey, isn't that funny how that just still rolls off the tongue from so many years ago in the 100 daily lockdown interviews that we did. I feel like I used to say that all the time. Bestofbelfast.org is where you can check it out. I think the lowest tier is £5. If you are a big dog and you have tons of cash and you are like, look, I want to get behind this in some sort of a way, please reach out. Matthew@bestofbelfast.org. We are exploring partnerships. We're exploring opportunities. We're exploring sponsorships. We have tons of ideas that we want to get out there. And so we're actively looking for the right partners to kind of help us fully realize them. There's like a few cameras and things that we need to buy. Si is like very generously lending his cameras out to us in the short term, but, you know, that's he's a filmmaker, like he's gonna need them at some point. And so, look, I will put your name on our camera, I'll put your logo on our camera, I'll put a picture of your dog on it. If someone wants to buy us a camera, you know, please, man, like that would be absolutely incredible. We would love to facilitate that and make that happen, you know. Guys, thank you. Appreciate it. And I'll touch base with you again next week. We've got a class interview dropping. Ex-prison guards, part of the Wild Wisdom series that we're doing with Sai. And I was saying to someone, saying to Chris from Omar Bass there at lunchtime, it felt like a level up. Felt different. And, you know, fully video, fully ready to go. And I cannot wait for you guys to get your teeth sunk into it. So, yeah, thanks a lot. See you soon. How do you end it? Who knows? We're still going. Peace out.